This is Rich Aurelia, and you're listening to the weekly podcast on RedHotMama.com.
Welcome, baseball fans. You got the Red Hot Mama coming at you from Red's Land on this Monday, November 13th of 2006. I got the crack technical staff with me here.
Hey-o!
We've spent the whole day coming up with Reds-related podcast topics to talk about, and
that's
boy,
right.
Oh boy, what a show have we got for you today.
What do we got? What have we got in store?
Well, you know, it's November, so that's a little bit ironic, but it's all right. It's all right. Did you see Arroyo's secret diary up on MLB.com? Not so secret on MLB.com, but...
skimmed over one of them.
Yeah, I didn't get very far into it myself. Watched a little bit, you know. Not that crazy about Arroyo myself.
Really? I hadn't noticed.
You hadn't noticed?
No.
I try to keep it low-key.
Okay. That's probably good.
But, so he was in Japan... With the American All-Stars or some sort of exhibition team. And
no,
they were
wait.
Playing.
He's tall, right?
Yeah.
He's over 6 feet, 6.5, something like that?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Tall boy. Skinny.
So...
blonde. Ridiculous hair. Yeah.
Do they have special hotels for these... like, most Major League Baseball players are...
Kind of
tall.
No, I bet he was just uncomfortable. I kind of like that thought.
His legs dangling off the bed. Been at the knees, touching the floor.
I mean,
as he's trying to sleep.
Isn't it like in Japan where they have those like hotels that are essentially just like pods? You like sleep in little drawers or
they
something?
They used to. I believe those were pretty poor, like low end things. But and I know they used to.
I didn't
have
think
those.
It was a matter of low end. I thought it was just a matter of the fact that there's a zillion people in Tokyo and there's only
maybe it's that
limited
too.
Amount of space.
Maybe that's what he got put up in.
You know, I think I saw a picture in the diary, though, and I don't think it was that, but it's kind of an amusing thought.
Stuffing
like
him
that,
in.
Like that Seinfeld episode, putting him in the drawers. and Kramer will later Seinfeld, who tried to break in with an axe. Anyway, so they were playing a group of selected American MLB players, MLB players of all nationalities, I suppose, were playing in Japan against the Japanese All-Stars,
yeah.
And that's over, right?
Yeah, they won every single
Who
game.
Did?
The Major League's MLB All-Stars.
Well, that's good.
Yeah,
last week we talked a little bit about Bronson's pitching performance, and it wasn't that hot, but they still managed to pull off a win.
I think that was only an exhibition. I looked for stats
well,
for
honey,
all those
Well, honey,
they're
games. All exhibitions.
Right, but one of them was actually
exhibition
to the exhibition.
Exhibition?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I looked for stats for the meaningless games and never found anything, so I don't know how the lone red representative did.
That's why they need to send out bloggers to Japan.
There you go.
You know, I have a little blogger buddy in Japan that occasionally links to my stuff.
That's right.
I wonder if he was covering it. Anyway... so I guess Bronson Arroyo's on his way back, so watch out, Cincinnati ladies, here he comes. In other Reds news, the Reds have hired their new pitching coach, Dick Pohl.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, it seems like a perfectly qualified candidate to me, but I understand that there's something kind of amusing about his name. Have you heard anything about
you
that?
You don't see it? Anything funny?
Is it Polecat, maybe? Are you saying
is that a skunk?
Yeah. Polecat?
Dick Polecat.
Yeah, so you're saying he stinks? That's what's funny about it, right?
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, I think so. He maybe he just doesn't bathe. Is he like, European? Maybe that's it. He's a smelly guy.
Well, his name is Pole. I believe that there is a group of people from Europe
oh my gosh.
Called the Poles.
That's right. They're in, like, Germany?
Somewhere around there. I don't know.
Austria?
Somewhere
Hungary?
In the middle? Anyway, so on Red Hot Mama, there is a limerick contest, and up for grabs is a extremely outdated copy of Funny Ball, autographed by the author, and made out specifically to you, and what else? Bumper sticker.
That's right.
Crappy bumper sticker I've had hanging around for a long time, and I'll even break the law and mail some matchbooks.
Breaking the law.
Yeah, it's going to be... it's going to be a hot time for everyone. So yeah, get on there and write yourself a Dick Pohl limerick and we'll see if you win. We'll see if our crack technical staff has gotten us up a poll.
Hey.
See, it's a poll because
poll,
it's a poll.
Okay, I guess I have
vote
to
on the
now.
Winners. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, get on
there.
I
better get paid for this.
Oh, honey.
And something.
Making some sort of Polecat reference.
Yes, I only accept payment in the form of skunks.
I don't think I can help you out there. What else have we got going on? There's been just rumors.
Rumors out the
wazoo. Well, you know what? This one is going to be labeled explicit. We might as well just say it's rumors out the ass.
That's right.
Rumors out the ass about Rich Aurelia. He's going everywhere. He's going to Los Angeles. He's going to the Yankees. He's going to the Mets. I read one today. He's going to Boston.
That'd make Bronson so jealous.
I'd love that. but yeah, Richie's going somewhere. Maybe he'll end up back with the Reds, but I just don't see it.
You know, a lot of this stuff is, you know, the big... is media from the big papers from New York and Boston. I don't know how good they are.
That's true. They don't seem to know what's going on.
Yeah.
Really.
Throwing stuff out there. Well, trying to sell papers.
I'm seeing, you know, a recurring rumor about the Mets. I think it's the same guy writing it every day. I think he doesn't get any new material. He just writes it over and over again. It's kind of the same thing with David Weathers. I've been seeing stories about the Phillies' interest in David Weathers, and I think, in fact, it's the same sentence every day and just in different stories. But I did see a new one today about Ryan Friel. Or was that yesterday? Might have been yesterday.
It was yesterday.
Yeah, I saw one about Ryan Friel. Where was he going? Rangers? Yeah.
Yeah.
The Rangers... newspaper writer had some interest in Friel. I just don't see it.
I don't think so.
There's just no way anyone's going to give up for Friel what he's worth to the Reds. There's just... I mean, he signed a whole, what, big fat $2 million contract? I mean, what's even that?
Something like 2 to 3.
Yeah. It's,
And he plays, like 8 positions in at the same time in every game.
Well, and the Reds have become, dependent on that, too, I think.
I know
it's not just a matter of, like, well, how convenient we've got Friel, he can play anywhere. It's like, well, damn, someone's injured. Thank goodness we've got someone to put in there because we don't have backups at every position. We've got Friel. We've got 9 second basemen in Friel.
Oh, they're getting rid of those second basemen.
I know. I think they're going to start collecting shortstops now.
There you go.
Or, I just read a rumor about their interest in Marcus Giles.
That's
he
right.
is a second baseman, so maybe they're going to get back on that second baseman train.
I don't know. That was O'Brien's thing, wasn't it? Or was that Krivsky? I can't even tell them apart anymore.
It was O'Brien's thing, because it was at the caravan that I brought up the...
Yeah, no, Krivsky wasn't
before in. Krivsky, but, Krivsky was more on the catchers.
Yeah.
Just kept bringing on the catchers. Anyway... So lots of rumors, not a lot of action. Nothing
of
actually not, going on
not
yet.
Not till the winter meetings or and thereafter.
Yeah, I'm looking forward
There'll
to
There'll be a few little trades here and there, a few signings, but for the most part.
That'll be interesting. I look forward to that. But despite the fact that they haven't actually done anything for the team, the Reds have announced their ticket prices. They're all up a little bit, as you would expect.
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know either. It's
and there's...
They're not increased a lot. I mean, the press release said like most of them went up between $1 and $4. I guess it's okay.
Oh, we didn't go to any games last year.
I know, that's sad. We went to Blogger Day. We went to Blogger Day and the day after Blogger Day.
That
was all.
We made it to like 2 games in St. Louis.
Several games in Indianapolis, and always to see the bats.
Yeah.
So it's not as if we were not, you know, paying attention to the Reds organization in some way, but. But yeah,
I meant
it's just,
to. It just.
I don't know, it's been really convenient having them on TV.
Yeah.
Having more games on television.
That is an issue, I would think, you know, if they're going to have more games on TV. How will that affect their attendance at the stadium?
I don't know.
Obviously.
Because if we lived within less than an hour's drive away, we probably would still go to as many games as if they weren't on TV. It's the fact that it's a 2.5 hour drive.
Yeah.
And, and we always scheduled which games we went to based on which ones weren't on TV. Because,
right.
I mean, we had to plan that far in advance anyway. We might as well be figuring it out that way. So, you know, I'm thankful to have the games on TV myself because that is a long-ass haul.
Yeah.
And, I'm sitting in the sun to sit outside and get sunburned, which, you know, I'm all for. But, It's hard with a kid. It's just hard. You think that the sound is picking up the neighbor's dog barking? I don't know if you guys can hear the neighbor's dog barking in the background. This has just been a very noisy evening all around. Anyway, so anything else going on with the Reds?
They made a signing.
No.
Yeah.
No. There's nothing going on.
They got a new Bubba.
Thank God. Thank God.
It's been too long.
Because we haven't had a Bubba in, what, 9 months?
Yeah. I just wonder how long it'll be before this Bubba gets a DUI.
Hopefully a long, long time. We don't really need any more people contributing DUIs to the Reds organization.
That's what you think.
This Bubba Crosby, and not too long after I posted the thing announcing, you know, that he'd been signed by the Reds, I noticed in my referrals that I was getting hits from a site called allthingsbubba.blogspot.com. And I was kind of expecting it maybe to be dedicated to any player named Bubba, like maybe it was a
guy. Or just people named Bubba.
People named Bubba, yeah, in general.
Bill Clinton.
This seems to be just Bubba Crosby, as far as I can tell. I didn't go through all the archives or anything, but all the links on the sidebar about Bubba Crosby, the pictures.
He was with the Yankees last year, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That just goes to show you how popular the Yankees are.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
That one little measly backup player who wasn't even there for the whole year, maybe half the year.
Well, certainly not with the big team. I mean, right. He hasn't played a full season yet.
Yeah. So he's only there quarter to half the year, and he gets his own blog.
Yeah, someone loves
fan
him.
Fan blog.
Well, I don't know what his story is. Maybe it's his cousin. I mean, maybe it's him.
That would be awesome
if it was. If it were. If that's you, Bubba Crosby, drop me a line. RHM at red-hot-mama.com, and we'll hook up.
I didn't like the signing.
Why is that?
Because they signed him to the roster. It's like a full major league contract. He's on the 40-man. He might be on the 25-man, but it's like a major league contract. Major league minimum still, but it's like, usually at this, I would have been okay with it if it had been like signing him to a minor league deal.
Yeah.
Kind of like your Dwayne Wise's last year and people like that. But it feels so much more like it's Womack, you know?
Yeah, I don't know what to think of that. I mean, I don't know the intricacies of putting people on which roster or whatnot. No, for what reasons. It's
Well, hopefully it'll end up being another Brandon Phillips or
something. Yeah, maybe Crib Dog knows something you don't.
He's bound to at some point, right?
Well, I think he's been pretty... He had some good luck, he had some bad luck, he had some meh. Hopefully he's cycled through and is ready for some good luck again.
That'd be nice.
So it's kind of hard to imagine what Bubba Crosby could really do that would, you know, really fit any of the Reds' needs. You know, not that the outfield is fantastically stocked or anything, but I wouldn't call it one of the holes.
I don't know.
Anyway, I'm going to enjoy checking out All Things Bubba, the blog, and seeing what that's all about as the season progresses. Because it looked like the guy was perfectly happy that he'd been signed to the Reds. And what I liked specifically about the part where he had linked to me was not that he hadn't quoted me. Of course, I hadn't said anything substantive. I just kind of blathered on, kind of like I'm doing now. But he did quote HMZ. The comment HMZ had put on there, my heart,
funny.
My crack hard technical, no, you're the technical, crack hard fact staff.
There you go.
And he'd taken information that he'd said and reposted it in its entirety. It just goes to show I had to get HMZ writing as a writer on Red Hot Mama. He used to be putting up a lot of diaries, but, you know, it's the off season, it's hard to find stuff to talk about. Anyway, so it's been a long, long time. But I've finally gotten another message on Skype.
Really?
Yeah. Not from a person who had any idea who I was.
So it wasn't like a Reds fan or anyone.
What's great is that I occasionally get messages. It's usually like text messages from people on Skype who are like, I want to call you and have phone sex. Because I guess they just see the username and they don't have any concept of who I am. That's
nice.
All right. You know, I just ignore them and it's fine. But this guy actually called and left a message, and this is the reason that this show is explicit, because in his, even though it's his heavy accent, You can tell he's saying some not so clean words there. Not so okay. PG-rated words.
All right.
So, can I give this a listen?
Yeah, let's play.
Hi, I am sexy man. I want to fuck you on cam. When you join your phone, you call me. Hi.
When you draw yourself? Is that what he said there?
When you draw yourself? I have no idea.
I don't think English was his first language.
I'm thinking not. Hot, though, huh? Don't you just want to give him a call?
It
Ooh, baby.
Made me shake in the knees. Weak in the knees.
Yeah. I'm going to have to excuse myself for a minute. Anyway.
Oh, you're back already.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you want to, you know, put on a foreign accent and hit on Amanda.
When I'm drawing myself.
I can
go ahead and give a call to the line. It's not going to be up too much longer because no one's calling it.
Except for the
occasional Portuguese guy. Or
okay.
I don't even know what that accent was. But yeah, that's all right. But there's probably, what, about 2 weeks left before it expires. So if you want to give a call into to the podcast line, the time is now. Oh, no, yeah. The number's up on the entry where this podcast appears. Anyway, so that's about all the red stuff we got going on. What else is going on around?
The Cubs have improved their team greatly.
Is that right?
They're bringing back Kerry Wood.
Oh, yes. He has worked out so well recently.
This time I read that they're planning on just having him be a reliever.
Is that right?
Yeah. They signed him to a much cheaper deal. It isn't terrible.
I thought you were going to say they were just planning on having him on the DL all year. They're signing him to a DL deal.
That would be funny.
They just want to make sure no one else gets him.
Now, his contract has incentives based on number of game appearances. Mm-hmm. I wonder if there's ever been a contract where they got more money on the number of time spent on the DL. Like a really bad player. Like, we don't want you on the team.
That's why we're signing you.
Yeah. Okay, that doesn't make any sense.
You know, that first year that Milton was on the Reds, that kind of would have been nice. We could just get him out of the rotation. Get him on the DL.
They also re-signed their third baseman, Adermes Ramirez.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually probably pretty good. They might have overpaid for him a little bit. They have no offense, so.
Yeah, pretty much him.
Yeah. And Derek Lee, is healthy.
But, yeah, he's all banged up.
So anyway,
sucks to play for the Cubs.
There you go. Cubs are
They've
got Lupinella now, and
more of the same with Lupinella.
Yeah.
Well, you know, maybe they'll mix things up too here in the coming days. But you know, that's sounds like
yeah.
It could be
actually,
some
stuff, I
pretty
would
serious
expect them to
there.
Be quite active. Kerry Wood was pretty cheap. Ramirez was expensive, but I mean, they don't really have any other. They've got plenty of room to sign to go after more free agents.
Cool.
So. I would expect to see their name pop up with interest in big players.
Mm-hmm.
They'll probably overspend and still suck.
Yeah.
Because it's the Cubs.
That's pretty much what they do.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a proud tradition, and the fans love it. So, you know, I don't see anything wrong with that.
Nope.
Good for them. I was reading just reading random news this morning, and I saw that there was a General Motors put out this fake bootleg commercial. It was supposed to look like somebody had it was a Tiger Woods was doing an ad for this new Buick. This new Buick camera was called.
Did he bounce it on his golf club?
No. And it was supposed to look like somebody had snuck on there with like a camcorder or something like that. It was all like grainy and
shaky.
And it looks like it's supposed to look like a boot, but it was fake, right? They made it specifically for this, and then they put it out on YouTube to make it look like somebody had bootlegged it, which was kind of stupid because like at the end of it, like at the end of the fake video, a security guy, you hear his voice, he's like, "What are you doing with that?" And he covers it with his hand and stuff. Like they wouldn't confiscate the video if they were so upset about it. But in any event, so they put this out on YouTube, and it kind of goes out as this fake, and there's kind of a buzz about it, and automotive websites are linking to it and stuff, but, you know, pretty soon people will work out that it's a fake, and some people say, oh, it's lame and stuff, but I just can't help but think that somebody at GM saw the Bronson Arroyo video. They said, well, would you believe a double? Shit. Would you believe a double?
There you go.
And they're like, man, that's a great idea. We need to make one of these with Tiger Woods. Apparently Tiger Woods makes a very, very, very mildly off-color joke in the video.
Wow.
I'll have to see if I can find the link to it and put that up on the podcast entry, because I don't want to spoil the surprise if you haven't seen it yet. Yeah.
So maybe you influenced one of the big three's advertising.
Yeah, I like to think so. I mean, not that I can really take credit for the Bronson Arroyo ad, but, it got a lot of attention.
It did.
And a lot of it came through Red Hot Mama.
That was funny.
Yeah. So what's going on in the weird and wacky sports news that you got there, Crack Technical Staff?
Got three stories, two of them dealing with players from the 80s Mets. But first, the Oakland Athletics, the Oakland A's, they're moving.
Again?
To Fremont, California.
Okay, oh wait, they're actually moving. They're not changing their name.
No. They're not like the Angels. They're actually going to be building a new stadium.
In a different place. Is this really a different place, or is it just another little town just close by?
It's another little town kind of close by.
Okay.
It's smaller than Oakland.
Really?
So yeah, we can't draw in Oakland. Let's go to play at some place that's half the size. However, it's richer. The median income in Fremont is almost twice as high as Oakland.
Wow.
Yeah, Oakland's pretty poor.
I guess.
Yeah, it doesn't appear that the Bud Selig or the baseball administration will have any problem with the move. Apparently, you know all those zip codes when you go to look and see what's blacklisted for TV stations. Uh-huh. What the zip code that Fremont is in, it falls within the A's territory. So that, apparently, to the commissioner's office means, okay, whatever, it's your territory.
Yeah, move wherever you gotta move. It's interesting.
So if we're lucky, maybe they'll change their name to something like the, I don't know, Oakland Athletics of Fremont, California.
Well, that would be, really quality.
Yeah.
That would really make for some good merchandising.
Now to the stories about the Mets. Back in the 80s, they had a team very talented. I don't know if you didn't pay much attention then.
Much. Any.
Any.
Did I know how baseball worked? No.
Well, they were just filled with chock full of talent. Very good. I think they did end up winning one series, but they pretty much pissed everything away on drugs and stuff. It's pretty sad. But first story is about Dwight Gooden, a pitcher. Mm-hmm. Really good pitcher with them. He was released from prison last Thursday.
Well, good for him.
He finished serving a sentence for violating his probation. He'd been on probation for using cocaine and doing illegal drug-type things.
Mm-hmm.
And he violated his probation by using more cocaine and got caught.
Hmm.
Yeah. So earlier this year, when he got caught and went through the whole court process...
Oh, wait, he just went to jail this year?
Yeah, it was...
Was it in the 80s?
No, that's this year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He's had drug problems ever since.
So he wasn't in jail very long then?
No, it was a real short, because it was his first violation of probation.
I see.
He chose prison time. It was just a short few months. He chose that time over probation because he was afraid if he broke his probation again, that then he'd be in prison for 5 years for the second violation. So
get that guy into a rehab center, man.
He has a lot of confidence in his ability to stay off coke, doesn't he?
Yeah.
It's really sad because he was like this amazing pitcher. He won the Rookie of the Year award in 1984. And right now he's only 41.
Wow.
So
left-handed?
No, I think he's right-handed.
Oh. He's left-handed. He could still be playing. What else you got?
Another person who appears to have his life a little bit more back in control was also on the 80 Mets team, Daryl Strawberry.
Uh-huh.
He, actually, it's no longer up, but there was a blog who wrote an interesting story about Daryl Strawberry giving a motivational speech to some college kids. It was just full of anecdotes of Strawberry's when he was with the Mets in the 80s and about some of the crazy things they did.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. We used to tag team women. I know all you dudes in here know what I mean when I say that. We used to laugh about it, but now I know it was really wrong.
Oh. That's a very motivational, inspirational story. I feel like a better person for having heard it.
When I first came up to the big leagues, a veteran player laid out some lines of coke for me. He said, yeah, this is what we do in the big leagues. So I did some coke, and I was like, whoa, man, yeah, this is what we do in the big leagues.
Wow.
Man, I used to smoke dope with all kinds of dudes. I don't know how I'm not dead.
Yeah.
My favorite. I've got a beautiful family and two beautiful wives, but we won't go there.
What?
I don't know. Despite those anecdotes
of
his...
So now the women are tag-teaming him.
Despite those anecdotes of his crazy times, he does... The writer of the article thought that he came across as having his life in control. He's got some kids. He's a dad, settled down. Seems to be off the drugs and all that. So
well,
good for
him.
Hopefully, Dwight Gooden can
keep it together
equally. Yeah, it's a mess.
Yeah. Well, on that inspirational note, I don't think I've got anything else. You got anything else for me?
Nope. All
right then. Well, hopefully next week we'll be hearing some more exciting news about the stuff the Reds are getting done. And until then, hang in there and go Reds.
The Red Hot Mama podcast is produced weekly in the heartland of America. We'd love to hear anything you have to say. Send an email, post a comment on the website, or leave a voicemail. The email address is rhm@red-hot-mama.com. The webpage is red-hot-mama.com. And our voicemail line is 513-729-7106.